Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, as we do every Monday at 10:30. We say hello to our friend Jonathan Hutton from Outkick, who is here with us. Hut, what's up?
Good morning, guys. Always enjoy this. Hope everyone's having a great start to the week.
We are. We're doing like we do this time every year. We're coping without football because yesterday was the first – or this was the first weekend with no football. And I know we'll have Spring League and the AFL, the Arena League coming back and all those things. But, got to wait a while for college and the
NFL.
Hey,
Chase. Chase, I'm curious about this because I think you'll know. Joe, I'm not saying you wouldn't. I just know Chase is – he knows NASCAR. Daytona yesterday versus Daytona today, ratings-wise, how much of a hit is it on a Monday at, 4:30 Eastern? I know it's a hit.
Yeah.
How much of a hit?
I think it'll be a pretty big hit because with nothing going on, I think it would have done well yesterday because, you got a bigger audience now.
Oh, hey.
You got more people that have gotten into it, but you got people that had to go to work.
Great example. Shout out to Big Joe. He put me on TV for the first time locally. A great example is last night, News Channel 5, Sunday Sports Central. That would have been the lead, and
sure.
I got more time because there was no Daytona, for instance, on the show.
Yeah. Well, and I know that, that's just kind of where we're at, and it's a risk that happens with NASCAR. You can't run in the rain, especially at a 2.5-mile racetrack, so we'll see what it does today. So speaking of, I know that Steve Lehman, Jill Jelinek from Fox 17, I think others – got to do the one-on-ones with Brian Callahan, the Titans head coach. And I tried to flip around and watch, all of them and kind of get that. I mean, he's saying a lot of the same things that he said in press conferences, and he did a one-on-one with Jared the day after he was hired and everything. But I think the thing that I just keep coming back to is, he's centering everything around the pass game and trying to – basically communicate to all of us of, hey, Will Levis and I are lockstep and barrel. I mean, we are on the same page. We're talking. We're already exchanging ideas. I mean, is his success connected to the success of Will Levis?
I mean, the perception of his success will be. Mike Vrabel's success wasn't connected to Marcus Mariota, but he talked a whole heck of a lot about Marcus Mariota early on.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't go that far. I would say his success is connected to Rand Carthon. This is a massive offseason to get it's more than just Will Levis. It's Will Levis, yes. He's the most important piece to the puzzle if they develop him to where he could be, right? But it's more than that. I mean, they can have Will Levis develop and still suck if the offensive line doesn't improve despite Bill Callahan coaching them. And more personnel coming in. They need an overhaul at corner. They're going to get that. They've done all these things, by the way, in the coaching department. They've got Wilson now at defensive coordinator, Callahan at offensive line. Those two positions they have addressed very head on, very deliberately from the coaching department. Now they need to do it in the personnel department from that end too. For Callahan to say what you're saying, like set up for success down the road. So it's not just tied to one player. They can always move on to a different quarterback, but to actually speed this process up, sure, absolutely. And I can't wait to see Jill's version of the interview because I've only seen one, and that was on 5. And again, every time, and I heard him with Jared, I think he comes across. I would say this, Chase. The first impression is a big one, and I think he has done a great job with that. I don't think he's fake. My impression of him is he will be on with Jared again, right? Like,
right.
It's not just because he was just hired on as the head coach of the Titans. He's personable. He can have a conversation. He seems like one of the guys. And if he's not relatable, I think – you can certainly put yourself in a situation where, you've got father, son, you've got the lineage of what we saw from McVay to LaFleur and across the league, really, from Andy Reid to Bieniemy, and what he did in Cincinnati, where he wasn't calling plays, but he was the OC. It was the same deal there with Zach Taylor. Now he's got that here with Holtz. So, yeah, I mean, I think so, a job well done so far by Callahan in that respect.
I just, Jonathan, those questions, we did it for years, interviewing the coaches come in there, and all the questions and this is not demeaning anybody else. They all ask the same things, how Will Levis and your dad and dad. You know, I just want to know, you know, like Callahan, how outside looking in, how bad is this football team? How much work will it take to turn it around? How will you, you know, just kind of things that like instantaneous. Like, tell me your thoughts when you look at this football team from 5,000 feet in the air. What you thought about it? Why you took this job? Things like that. And I'm just curious about, I know it's a head coaching job. There's only 32 of them in the world to do that. But I'd be interested to know his thoughts looking in of why he took this job.
Well, I think so. It goes back a year, Joe. And again, I'm with you. Let's have him answer the question about, okay, they didn't let you leave the facility. You didn't leave the facility. Why? You know, like, and it's more than just, oh, you know, we're just in lockstep. This is where I want to be. This is family. But there's a connection there, right? You've got it. You want to dig deeper, a layer or two deeper on that. It goes back a year to when Rand Carthon is going through this interview process. And this quote-unquote new age NFL that we've heard from Amy Adams Strunk that she wanted to get to, this is where all that started. And if you really think about collaboration, they're not throwing that word out there deliberately now. They're not having to speak that into existence. And I think that it goes back a year. And if you just think about the coach they just hired versus the coach they fired and the general manager that hired him, that ran this process. No wonder there was a disconnect between head coach and GM. Just from the offensive philosophy standpoint of this guy, this head coach just came in and talked about the passing game first. That has not happened. I don't even recall Ken Wisenhunt saying that the opening presser about describe your team, describe the version of the coach and the product you're going to put out there. It's a vastly different path than the one we've heard in the history of the Tennessee Titans. And that was that has started with what Amy Adams Strunk did when she hired Rand Carthon and Chad Brinker and that front office. It's just a different way of how they're seeing things. And that also goes defensively too. Asking Beyer to take the pay cut isn't just because they needed money on the cap. I just think philosophy wise, they're not going to spend money, big money like that on safety. They're going to work on the outside and improve the cornerback position with more reliable talent because that's where the big money should be.
How much can the Titans' problem be solved in free agency when it starts? Because they can go get that big receiver or get that massive left tackle they need. I mean, I think a lot of their they got so much money. I think they could solve a lot of these problems. I think they tried to do it last year, but their evaluation was bad. But, Jonathan, I think they could solve some major issues on this team in the first couple of days of free agency.
Yeah, they can. But here's what's so difficult right now, Joe. I don't know who – so starting tomorrow is when you can first franchise tag players.
Yes.
I don't know of the free agent group that we're looking through as, you know, and saying, oh, they could improve here's this guy. I mean, I'm looking through some of the names that are on. I mean, T. Higgins could certainly be franchised and tagged and traded with a sign and trade. Cornerback Jalen Johnson. You've got Michael Pittman. There's a list here of players who are going to be free agents, or at least for now. I want to see the list of free agents after franchise tags are handed out because that really affects the direction that they could go. And they're going to have a top pick in the first three rounds. They need to add some more draft picks, but they're going to have a top of the round pick in the first three rounds because of how bad they were this year. They've got to hit on that because that's where you're not having to spend the big top dollar money. And how about this, Joe? How about bringing in players at the top of the draft that are actually going to help you immediately? I mean, that should be one of my – that's a requirement if I'm going through a job interview, if I'm running it for the Titans, is let's not try to ease these guys in. Let's actually draft a first-rounder who's going to come in and play immediately. And I'm not talking about a guard. I'm talking about corner, wide receiver. Let's just go through the list of needs on this team. I want to see if your top talent, you're treated as that in the draft on draft night. I want to see them come in and immediately affect this team. That's what they need. They need top talent that's not that's affordable, that they can then go out and spend big money to enhance their roster at some very key positions. That could be left tackle, that could be corner, that could be elsewhere. But to your point, they've got to address it, and they have to be better than what this team has done in recent years, where they're bringing in guys who have done something but also have injury histories that come back to bite them.
We're talking to Jonathan Hutton from Outkick. So when you mention Rand Carthon, you know, one thing that I would like to see more of, and, you know, I know the head coach is the voice that you're going to hear from the most.
Yeah, no, you're right. I know where you're going.
But I need to hear from the GM. We haven't heard from him since Vrabel was fired, you know, and then Callahan was introduced, but it was Callahan taking all the questions. It wasn't Carthon. So I want to hear more from him. The combine's next week. Usually the GM speaks at the combine.
Yes.
So I would assume that's going to be the next time we hear from him. But, you know, he was even asked about it when Vrabel was fired in that press conference. Do you feel like that he's going to do a better job of that and put himself out there more?
I mean, he said that at the presser the last time we heard from him, Chase. He said he learned from year one. I mean, I think it was in response to PK. He learned from year one, where in the fall it was deliberate during the season that he took a step back and he made it about the coach and the team. Remember this?
Sure.
This is now, I mean, if you're the general manager, this is your season. And like it or not, and I'm not totally on board with this, but I am a believer in perception is reality. Last year, they just refused to describe the hierarchy and who was making calls and doing what, right?
Right.
I mean, maybe I'm just dead wrong and I'm reading way too much into it. The storyline on Stillman and company moving forward throughout the offseason is going to be who's behind the scenes doing what? Is Chad Brinker running the show or is it Rand Carthon? That's why Rand Carthon needs to speak at the combine.
Sure.
And that's just, again, perception is reality. And you don't even have to address it. You just have Carthon run the show. And Amy made that clear based on who was doing what during the coaching search. So I don't know why you wouldn't make that clear just by having him at the podium. And I suspect they will, just based on the fact that, I mean, this is the time to speak and go forward with the plan. That I think they've done a nice job of it. It's clear that they know their vision. They have the Titans are they've gone young at practically every spot. And that's why I point to the combine or the Senior Bowl or the NFL draft instead more of a free agent aspect. I think that the young talent acquisition is more of what they're doing because they just did that with their coaching staff as well, if that's any indication. And Carthon's leading that from just the release by Strunk. But again, we see all the stuff about him not being at the Senior Bowl, whatever. Make sure that the vision is clear, yes. But the perception needs to be, that Carthon's there and he's the general manager. And he is the general manager, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff as always, Hutton. We'll do it again next week.
Yeah, have a great week, guys. Always enjoy this.
Yeah, for sure. Jonathan Hutton from Outkick joining us here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. We'll come back, tell you what day it is. And celebrity birthdays here on this Monday, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.